What is going on, men? It's your boy, Crimson. I've got a couple things that I'd like to share with you. Two quotes. It'll probably lead on to a deeper rabbit hole. You remember, of course, what joy you felt when you laid aside the garments of boyhood and donned the man's clothing. And were escorted to conference. Nevertheless, you can achieve a greater joy when you give up the mind of a boy, and when you have gained enough wisdom to become a man. It is not the boyhood that still stays with us, but something worse, boyishness. And this condition is the more serious because we possess the qualities of old age and continue follies of boyhood. Boys fear unimportant things. Children fear shadows. We fear both. Lucius Seneca. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. What caused me to write these things? Something that I've been seeing that is replete throughout our culture here in America. Not just here in America, but in Western society in general. What I'm noticing is childish behavior and childish thoughts and childish ambitions. Take, for example, this is an easy criticism to make since it's often the target of MGTOW. Feminism. Now, all this thought has been sparked by a man's video, the creator of MGTOW TV. He said, "Stop blaming feminism for female nature." And at first, the title bothered me, so I never really bothered to watch the video. But it took me about 2 weeks. It took me about 2 weeks to sit with that title. And I finally rested with the idea that all feminism is a soapbox. It's nothing more than just a loudspeaker. It's an amplifier for what women these days really want, for what they really believe and what they really think. It was with that understanding that I fucking had this amazing epiphany. You see, feminism, much like liberals, and they tend to go under the same umbrella oftentimes, feminism has this childish understanding of what it is to have a relationship. What I've noticed is that they have no, absolutely no concept of time. Time to them is infinite, it's vast, it's endless. And I suspect that the reason being is because at a very young age, everything is given to them, and they live longer lives. They know this. They know this from, you know, watching their grandfathers expire or their fathers expire. And now that they live in a fatherless home, they expect, you know, an even quicker expiration to fatherhood. Their concept of fatherhood is just to have kids and walk the fuck away. So it makes sense why they would go after somebody who has the most value to offer. It makes sense why they would go after somebody who has an incredible amount of money, so that when they do decide to walk away, as is intended in nature from what I've seen, they can walk away with some sort of stability. I had a quick debate about this with the woman. She thought that marriage was an option. And when I reassured her that that was not an option, she grew concerned and said, "Don't you believe that a man should give his money to a woman if she gives him her time?" And I simply responded with, "Well, what about my time? I'm giving you my time." Does my time not have any kind of recompense? She didn't know what to say to that. She stayed quiet. And over the course of a few days, we grew distant from each other. Because I realized, well, she came to a realization, and I'm not gonna speculate what that is, but some of you listening to this can speculate what it was. But we grew distant. Texting got further and further apart. And I just didn't feel compelled to want to chase or pursue somebody whose idea of a relationship already started off with a timer. Now, these childish ideas that women have, this concept that they have, or this idea that I have, that women have no concept of time, I'm beginning to come up with this thesis, or excuse me, hypothesis, is because when you ask a woman what her dream man is, it's always consisted of money, muscles, financial stability, a large home, and a bunch of other things. A bunch of other talents, a bunch of other abilities, social skills. And nowhere in there does it say, "I want him to have enough time for me." Because they're not thinking of that. They're just assuming that that already comes with the package. These women don't realize that it takes 8 hours to work. I just did a 3-hour work session. Excuse me. I just did a 3-hour workout session. 3.5-hour workout session. I came up with this epiphany right in the middle of my workout, and I did a couple minutes of studying, about 35, 36 minutes, and this video in itself will be another 30. That's another hour. So that's 4 hours of 24 hours that I've spent. When I spent 5 hours last night, 5.5 hours sleeping, that's 10 hours that I spent. And I still got to go to work, which is another 8. That's 18 hours out of a 24-hour day. And women don't realize that within that time period, I have to sacrifice something in order to make them happy. They can't have it all. They can either have financial stability or they can have emotional happiness, but they can't have it both. It's a childish notion. It's a foolish idea to believe that a man can have an infinite amount of time to supply a woman with her emotional needs, which can take hours, her financial needs, or her impulsive nature to want to buy shit, which is going to require more of my time at work to compensate that. Now I got to go out and work 12 hours instead of 8. So that I can come home with an extra $200-$300 so that she can go out and spend it on something. And in her mind, if I can just make more money for the same amount of time, make more money in 8 hours than I do doing, what I do, then everything will be balanced. Everything will be great. What these women don't realize is that not everybody has that opportunity. Fuck, I know tons of guys that literally graduated college and are sitting on their ass with a degree, doing nothing with it. Many times they're overqualified for the positions that they're trying to go for. So they can't even start off as an entry level. And all the positions that they want to apply for are taken. And a lot of these guys with degrees tell me the exact same thing. I should have become a programmer. Everybody needs software that needs patching. Everybody needs this. Everybody needs that. And guess what? Just spoke to a software engineer yesterday. And all those jobs in his field are taken. You're going to have to pardon the fucker upstairs. My point is, feminism has a childish notion of time. They have a childish notion of what they want. They have a childish notion of what to expect in life. They don't believe that a man's time is finite. They don't believe that. They think he's infinite. This is why they value the men who show them little to no attention, little to no focus. It's because to them, that attention is potent. Because in their minds, they have decided to believe that that time is better spent on something important that's going to build for them. Many times it isn't. Many times it is spent on stupid shit. Now that I've addressed that women, feminists in particular, have a childish notion of time, let me swing the other direction. But before I do that, I need to explain something. I need to explain the way that I see things. And in order for you to jump on board with this idea, this hypothesis that I have, I need to explain something. Now, to me, the red pill, to many, is a philosophy. But what I consider the philosophy is MGTOW. Men going their own way. And I consider the red pill the action, the phenomena, the moment when you come to the realization. The red pill to me means that. It is the awakening. It is the moment when you realize that the system is fucked and there is something wrong. And when you start to see a pattern in nature that is only associated with men, that, to me, is the red pill. When you wake up and you start to sift through the videos, when you come to the realization that the system that you've been given, the system that you've been sorry about that. That the system that you've been told is a complete fabrication. It's a lie. It's a farce. And so with that, that to me is what the red pill is. It's the awakening. And through that, you follow or discover the philosophy of men going their own way. And this has been going on for thousands of years. This has been going on for a while now. This battle of wits between men and women isn't just our generation that's dealing with this. It is just coming to a crux. It has finally reached its breaking point. But there's also another wing to this, unfortunately. I equate them with feminists just as much as I equate feminism to liberals. They're the loudest bunch. They are just as conniving, just as delusional. But the only difference is that they think with emotion. They don't think with logic. And that is the pickup artists. The pickup artists are the loudest motherfuckers in this community. The pickup artists are the most annoying pieces of work in this community. They're under the false idea that they're going to have multiple virgins, that they're going to have multiple wives and have a billionaire's house. And when you listen to these motherfuckers and when you read these motherfuckers, and perfect example, Rollo Tomasi came up with this book, a few books, Great Statistics. And if, as a matter of fact, if you were to watch his Studios 21 or 21 Studios, this guy dresses like a complete fucking nerd. And now he tries to dress up like a rock star now that he finally has a little bit of traction. And what is his ultimate saying after all that research, after all that time he's dedicated to understanding women? After saying that divorce is high, that children are low, and the system is rigged against you, what does he say? Double down. Go back out there. Go get rich, go get buff, and go fucking lose it all. Do it twice. Do it three times. Keep doing it. Because you only have one life to live. Keep fucking getting married and keep losing shit and keep fucking starting all over. That's his fucking rhetoric. And now he can backpedal and say, that's not what I said. And he can shock and jive and try to twist the words, but it doesn't matter how many books I fucking read from that guy. In the end, he always contradicts himself when he's on air. Now, every relationship that that man has ever built, he has destroyed. And that should tell you the character of that man's nature. Any man who can't hold on to a friendship isn't somebody that you should trust. Fast forward. We have another man. Same concept, same principle. Andrew Tate. Preaches a great deal about fatherhood and brotherhood and all this shit. The guy's 38. $1 million homes, has all these cars and all these women surrounding him. Can't seem to fucking put him, can't seem to shack him up. Can't seem to find the right virgin, right? For all that shit that he talks. No virgins. Doesn't fucking practice being a Muslim. Doesn't do any of that shit. He runs his fucking mouth telling all these fucking boys stupid tales and stupid stories of greatness when he stepped on every single one of the women that he housed in order to get to that point. And it's always the loudest motherfuckers that do the most egregious shit. Fresh and fit. Same concept. Started a podcast, got a little bit of clout, it went to their head, started stepping on everybody's shoes. Can't seem to hold a fucking relationship to save their life. Have to go online and rent pussy. And every single one of their podcasts is just nothing but just the same rhetoric. It's the same fucking podcast with different women, different reactions, and it's the same fucking stupid questions. It's the same talking points, it's the same shit, and it's gotten so dull to the point where you have to ask yourself, is there any fucking, this is just Jerry Springer on YouTube. It's like when you watch Destiny get into a debate. You're not really watching Destiny get into a debate. It's just being argumentative for the sake of being argumentative. He has no fucking morals or principles that he lives by. It's the same case with all these guys. They live in a delusional fucking world, just as delusional as fucking feminism. That their life is complete by sharing themselves with other women. Some of the goofiest looking motherfuckers on planet Earth trying to preach to you that these people can get virgins, can get multiple girlfriends, multiple wives, can share themselves with multiple people, and it's all okay. It's not going to have a backlash of any kind. You know, those people that say that they're going to have multiple virgins and multiple this and multiple that are living in a deluded world where they're not even considering the woman's feelings. As a matter of fact, their famous quote is, what? In the red pill? Fuck your feelings? Took me a while to wake up from that one. You're gonna tell a woman who lives in her fucking feelings to fuck her feelings? All right. But it makes sense in their world. Because, again, they live in a world of logic. Yet somehow, within that logic, they can't seem to put together that if a woman lives in her emotions and you tell her to fuck her feelings, maybe you're causing a contradiction there. Maybe you should listen to her emotions in order to understand and get to the base and the problem of what the fucking problem is. It's like saying, hey, my mother's going through some shit. She looks depressed, but you know what? Fuck her feelings. She needs to continue to be a mom. As if the mother has nothing else to do, right? As if her feelings don't fucking matter. I'll even use another analogy. When I was younger, I used to work at a machine shop. And I remember we had this fucking one mechanic who would just say, just fuck the noise. The machines would make certain kinds of noises, and he would just say, fuck the noise. And by that time, the fucking machine would just go out of sync. Something would happen, and it would fucking create, like, catastrophic fucking malfunctions that required just replacing, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars of machinery. And this guy would just sit there for like a good 2 weeks just replacing fucking parts. Because he would just say, fuck the noise. There's a clear indication that there's something fucking wrong. And rather than listen and address it and fix it, their immediate reaction is fuck the noise. It's the same concept with these fucking pickup artists. They want to spin the story and spin the tale and have you living in a life of boyishness, chasing boyish dreams of becoming rich, having tons of women, tons of virgins, tons of financial stability. And you know what's really funny? After all that fucking preaching that they... After all that fucking boasting, I'm reading a book. Reading a book on Stoicism and philosophy. One of the chapters is called On the Terrors of Death by Lucius Seneca. And the last line of that chapter is as such. He who has made himself content with poverty is rich. I remember the Tao a long time ago that said, he who finds content in his own lands needs not explore any further. And that's what I experienced. At age 24, I remember putting aside all these ambitions of wanting to become a rock star, becoming a rock god, and just being a fucking man. Seeing what I was made of, seeing what I was capable of. I wanted to get rid of all those childish notions of what I could be, instead becoming something. Striving to be something. To be a man of quality. And so I looked to my left and looked to my right and realized that I was surrounded by fucking children. All they wanted to do was drink. Now, I can't really put myself above them because, of course, I fucking drank like a degenerate when I was with them. But there was a point when I would look to my left and look to my right and put the beer down and think to myself, like, fuck, dude, I really don't want to be a part of these people. I really have nothing in common with them. There's so many other things that I wish to explore, you know, mentally, financially, philosophically. And I just can't have that with these people. I live in a deluded world where this party's going to last forever. And I don't want to be the last one holding the beer when these motherfuckers are dead and gone. And I remember just walking away from all those people, just partying. They still party till this day, like they're fucking children. You can check their Facebook. They're not fucking shy about it. Every one of their pictures is them partying. But the thing that I wanted to address it goes on with a lot of my exes. They wanted this life of extravagance, but never really figured out a way how to just be happy with what life they have. What life they fucking have. Instead, they live in this delusional world of what it could be. And it's the hypnotism. They've been hypnotized by culture and society to think, what if, instead of what is. What is possible? What is capable? For every woman that I know that has a degree, there's only maybe one or two out of those dozen that is absolutely successful to the point of making six figures. And for every few of those women with degrees, I know 50 or 60 women with basic blue-collar jobs, working at a desk, cutting hair, washing dishes, flipping burgers. These people live in a world of delusion. My want for you, the Stoic, is to see through that. Make that distinction. That these people, they may be speaking loudly, but that doesn't mean that they're wise. Of course, you can find gold in practically anything. You can find gold in shit. If you dig deep enough. But it doesn't mean that it's valuable. It just means that you were willing to dig in shit in order to find something useful. You were humble enough to do it, I suppose. But a lot of these people live in a fucking delusional world where they imagine themselves... They imagine themselves in a fucking million-dollar mansion. They imagine themselves surrounded by riches and lavish furniture and riches and fame. And that imagination is content enough for them. It's good enough. But it isn't the mentality of an adult. It's the mentality of a child. It's these ideas that keep being propelled through feminism, that they can basically do, as that one girl said, she gave up the beans. Bangs. She's a babysitter who was on the Whatever podcast. She gave it away. Feminism basically means do whatever you want. And the pickup artist community is no fucking different. Just do whatever you want. As long as you have enough, for women, as long as they have enough pussy power, they can do whatever they want. And for men, pussy power meaning attention from men, they can do whatever they want. And for men, as long as you have enough money, you can do whatever you want. Both childish notions. Do you need an exhibit? If you need an example, look at Andrew Tate. I need to speak no further. Guard your heart, Stoic.